добро пожаловать к Дэвиду Леруфу этим чудесным утром в 6 часов. Дэвид Леруф для вас только потому, что мы любим вас. Life is slow when the groove is on.
I'll tell you why Shaun White, Olympic snowboarding superstar, gold medalist from the Olympics, is calling in on his way to somebody else's interview. He's going to Martha Stewart. Why is he calling the wrecking crew from his limousine? Because of our next guest. It has nothing to do with wanting to hang out with Animal. I'm sorry. We have a very special guest here on the phone. Her name is Janine Lindemiller, and she is one of the most famous, one of the most accomplished, and the hottest to this very minute adult film stars ever. Janine, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, God bless you. Did you wake up or stay up for this, Jenny?
No, I just woke up a few minutes ago.
Outstanding. And what does an adult film star, somebody of your stature, and you've got to be as familiar as my left hand to most people, okay? I know you like I know the roof of my mouth, okay?
Okay.
You're very familiar, and I'm wondering, what do you eat? Is there a picture of you in a closet getting old somewhere? Because you look like you're 25 to me, sweetie.
Oh.
What does an adult film star eat for breakfast? Go ahead.
Well, it depends. You know, it depends on if I'm being good or bad. If I had my choice, it'd be, heck, French toast every day. But
So you don't think about any particular regimen? You're just natural?
Oh, no, I do. And especially now, you know, I'm 37, and it gets harder and harder, but, you know, it's well worth it.
So sure.
And I do watch.
Do you go to the gym routinely, sweetie?
I do.
How often?
I'm not too. It's not too much of a schedule. If I got to work, I'll go to the gym. You know, I'll eat right and stuff. And then when I'm off, I like to play and have fun and eat and not go to the gym. So it depends on if I'm working or not.
Well, how long have you been making films, Janine?
Started in '93.
Okay.
The whole thing started back in December of '87. That was my first Penthouse centerfold, so it's pushing 20 years.
And it started from Penthouse? Is that from there?
Yeah.
You made your way to the film?
Yeah, yeah. From Penthouse to Penthouse Videos, and then that's how I met Andrew Blake, and then that was my first adult, which was Hidden Obsessions, and from there, signed with Vivid, and now with Digital Playground, and...
Well, you were certainly there during the transition when adult films became one of the dominant cultural forces around. We're talking about stuff that you can now download onto your cell phone.
Right.
It's a bigger industry than all professional sports and the merchandising combined. I don't know if you were aware of that.
I was not aware of that.
Oh, if you mix all hockey tickets, all basketball, all baseball, all football, all soccer ticket sales, plus all the t-shirts that all of those sports combined sell in the United States, you guys outdistance them by unbelievable margin. It's a sport that everybody's involved in. When did you get involved in this sport? When's the first time you had your first girl experience, Jane?
Oh boy. Well, in real life, I mean, I started young. I would say it was in fifth grade.
Okay, I lost my virginity when I was 14 years old. How old were you?
14.
Okay, and that was your first time with a girl?
That was my first time with a guy. With a girl, I just remember it being in fifth grade. I don't remember the age.
You know what? This is a pattern that I'm seeing. We only get the best adult video stars here. We don't get just the popular. We don't just bring in the celebs who are going to, you know, counter and not talk about what really they're made of here. And I'm hearing this kind of a story routinely, that the girls start much earlier than the guys. That's your experience. If you had to give advice to an aspiring young porn star, like Sasha, our intern here at 21 years old, what would you tell her?
Well, you know, at 21, I think it's an okay time to start. It's still a little young. There's been, you know, quite a few girls / women that will come up to me and they're 18, 19, 20 and want to, you know, venture into the adult side. And my first reaction is to just hold off. Porn's not going anywhere. Go ahead and, you know, stay in school, have something to fall back on. And then, you know, later, maybe 22, 23, if you're still, you know, eager to do it, then maybe venture in. But my first reaction is to stay in school. And then if they do want to get into adult, you know, kind of seek it out, see what's out there, stick true to what they want to do, because they're going to get into the business, and a lot of people are going to tell them a lot of BS, and you know, they need to do this and need to do that, and you know, to just...
Question. See. Do you have kids?
I have three.
Okay, how old are they? How old are your kids, sweetie?
Well, now two of my own, my biological, and one's 2 and one's 14, and then my stepson, he's 12.
And how do you share with your 14 and your 12-year-old what mom does for a living?
Well, my 14-year-old, he's known for, oh boy, I'm guessing 7 years, and it... We started slow. You know, he knew I was a dancer, a performer. You know, he would see the costumes around, and I think just over time there was he could know a little bit at a time. He never needed to know the graphic details. I mean, what I do is for adults. It's not for children.
But nevertheless, sweetie, he's 14 years old now.
He's 14 now. Yeah, and he does know what I do. It's not something that I hide, and it has been talked about. There was discussion of him and his schoolmates and stuff, and
I've got to imagine the larger part of the question is when mom goes to a parent-teacher meeting or a parent's day, and you're the most popular single gal in the entire auditorium. At least every guy, every husband knows who you are. We all love and adore you, and that's going to cause a little bit of jealousy on the significant other side. Have you experienced something like that?
You know, a little bit, but I go in there, you know, I play it down. I go in there with my sweats, my hair in a ponytail. You know, I look like just one of the moms. I don't want to stand out. I don't want to look like this porn star or performer or whatever. You know, I want to blend in. I talk with the other parents. I talk with the teachers. I'm just mom. I'm just there, you know, for my kids' education. And they, you know, soon the novelty wears off and they don't care, and we can just get down to business.
Okay, but you're in a great position also, where I'm getting this pattern from listeners and people who call in as well, that what you do for a living, when it's with girl specifically, and more a little less often, but with guys as well, is that this is an issue of female empowerment, that what you're doing falls in line with the female boxer Mia St. John that we talked to, and that a lot of pursuits that women considered this isn't something you can do, but they're, for example, in Japan, are two Japanese women who were adult film stars in the late 80s, and today they're spokesmodels, they're spokespersons for their equivalent of Sears Roebuck, Macy's in Japan, and they're hugely popular people. They're on the scale of Condoleezza Rice kind of a thing.
Wow.
Okay, have you approached this? What are women's groups thinking about what you're doing? Because there's a lot of women these days who go, you go, girl.
Yeah, you know, I'm finding out that there's much more than that. I mean, it's not what I do is not everybody's cup of tea. You're going to have your people look down on you and frown and whatever.
But so, wait, I want to stop you there. It is everybody's cup of tea, but the people who look down on you are the ones who can't participate, darling.
True.
The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is jealousy. Do you agree or disagree?
I think I would agree with that.
Let's talk about jealousy. Are you married? Do you got a boyfriend currently?
I do. We're planning on getting married this summer, and I've been married twice, and this is third time's the charm, and this is to Josh Lazy. Met him.
What does he do for a living?
Well, he actually, most people might know him. He played bass for Danzig for a few years. I met him while he was doing scuba dive instructor in Kona, Hawaii.
Okay, but now you're a kind of a rock and roller yourself, aren't you?
A little bit.
You like the rough style a little bit. You like the left-hand side of the charts, correct?
Right.
No, I completely signed up for this industry. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? This is a lifestyle for me.
Yeah.
You've got some tattoos, too. Explain to me what your favorite tattoo means.
Okay, well, the majority of my tattoos just relate to my kids and my life and different situations that I've found myself in. And they're little subtle reminders, or not so subtle, but I just dig them. People kind of shake their head and they don't understand why okay, why does a girl that look like that want to go and get so heavily tattooed? But just, you know, I can't really explain. I just dig them. And, you know, I'm going to continue to get them.
I'm talking to Janine Lundemiller, one of the most famous faces in adult films. She's a real sweet voice. A lot of people would suspect that you'd be tough stuff, but you've got the sweetest demeanor, Janine.
Thank you.
Oh, you believe. Now, with your current boyfriend or whatever, does he have any issues with you making films, particularly with other guys, which is something that you do currently, correct?
Yeah, it is what I do currently, but actually, from the time he and I met back in November, I haven't filmed. And so...
Is this the end of a great career?
Possibly.
So we're catching up. This is like a, what do you call it, an epiphany thing? That's the wrong word, but it's long enough to be the right thing.
Yeah, but, you know, it very well could be. You know, it just, I don't know how relationships can really thrive while, you know, saying, okay, bye, honey, I'm going to go to work now, and you go bang out a few scenes with other guys and come home. I just don't see how that can really work or nurture a relationship.
Does he have no issue with you being with other women, but he has an issue with you being with a guy?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, the women thing, he's like, bring it anytime, anywhere, do what you got to do. He's fine with that, but yeah, with men, it's definitely an issue.
Okay, and I hope I'm not going too far here, but do you bring women home to share with your future husband? Is that an open relationship that you maintain?
No. Well, we're pretty old-fashioned when it comes to coming home. Like I said,
like most of the guys in Danzig.
Yeah, right. No, but now, you know, we're older. We do have three kids, and it's just not appropriate. It's not something you would do. Now, if we were getting our freak on in Vegas or something, we might play around with something like that. But home, no.
What about black guys? I got Animal sitting here, and his little ears are perked up ever since I told him who was calling on the phone here.
Right.
Have you ever been with an African American?
I have.
Okay, and are they truly better than us little skinny Jewish white boys?
Watch your
mouth, Jenny.
They're all wonderful. You know, I filmed my first interracial here recently. One with Vivid, one with Digital Playground. And it was, you know, it was something I had wanted to do for years and years and years. And again, some people said, oh, you don't want to do that. Other people said, you know, go for it. I wasn't trying to make any kind of statement or anything. It was something that the bad girl in me, I kind of wanted to venture on the dark side, and I'm so glad I did. It was great.
I'm talking to Janine Lundemiller. She is one of the most famous adult film stars. Started off girl, and she's evolved into whatever else is on the menu here. Jenny, do you remember about 10 years ago when I tried to hit on you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, for your birthday, it's one chicken fried steak with green beans in a can that comes in water. Is my memory working right?
Oh, my God, yes. That's bizarre.
Well, there's two things about me that are like an elephant, and only one of them is my memory. Janine Lundemiller. I'll explain to them what that was later. Jenny, right. We love you. When can we see you being in mainstream? This is so clearly obvious to me that when you have the Pamela Andersons and everybody dominating the airwaves, these Carmen Electras, you are about female empowerment to me. You've taken something that was considered underground or left of center, and you've popularized it to a degree where we've got a homeboy like Animal knows you inside and out. Hutch over here from the UK knows you. And I got 21 little old adorable little Sasha right here whose eyes lit. Janine Lundemiller, and she could even spell your last name.
Wow.
When do we see you advertising for blue jeans? When do we get you in the Gap? No pun intended.
Right. I don't know if that's what's going to be happening, but I tried my hand at mainstream, and there was actually a lot more BS that goes along with it, the mainstream stuff, than the adult. So I kind of stuck with the adult. But now I think if I'm done, if I'm putting up my garter belts and I'm done with the whole adult industry, I would do something completely no one would have ever thought. You know, I can envision myself in a couple years from now owning a big 18-wheeler and, you know, once the kids are out and gone, and just hitting the road, being a truck driver or something kooky like that.
You know what? We only get the strongest of the breed here. You're amazing. You're my new favorite superhero, Janine Lendemiller. We love you to death. Anytime you've got something to sell, give us a buzz. Or when you're in New York City, Animal is keeping your chair warm even as we speak.
Wonderful. I'll be there.
Have yourself a great day, Janine.
Thank you, David.
God bless. Whoa.
God bless.
A true touch with stardom.
Дэвид Ли Руф. Столько силы. Вы можете ее почувствовать. Это чистая сила. Radio Roof 6M. You ain't nothing to me if you got nothing to say.
Be young, be bad. Here's one that goes mainstream. We were just talking to porn star Janine. I don't like that term. I like adult film star. Porn is when it's really filthy. That's when you really get it right. I reserve that term for only the top 3%. She's definitely top 3%. I told you I was going to catch her off guard there. I had a 3-phone call relationship with Janine Lendemiller about 10 summers ago. I tried 3 times in a row there. At one point, it was her birthday. And I asked her, what would you like the most for your birthday, sweetie? And she told me that when she was growing up, when she was a little kid, that the equivalent of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which is what me and my sister were raised on, for her it was chicken fried steak and green beans that come in the can, but they have to be in water. That is so quintessentially Norman Rockwell painting Americana, isn't that? And look what she grew up to be. Quintessential Americana. Who loves you, Janine Lendemiller? Yeah. Anyway, as I bring up with all of these women, when are you going to go mainstream? Because it's just a matter of time. Everybody loves this sport, okay? The adult film thing is a sport. I mean, if you interact with it the way most of us do, Sasha, it is a sport. And I know that many of you out there from the religious right are thinking masturbation is filthy. Well, it's only filthy depending on where your other hand is placed. It's only filthy if you do it right, and I can only get it right maybe 1 out of 7 times. Throw your wristwatch away, Sasha. Anyhow, former stripper, not typical evangelical. Heather Veitch, this comes from Riverside, California. Heather Veitch is not your typical evangelical Christian. She's a 31-year-old married mother of two who visits 1 strip club a month, paying for lap dances so she can talk to the strippers about God. Now, I've had a few lap dances in my brief but colorful tenure here as an entertainment advisor. And during some of those lap dances, I have seen God, but I've never talked to anybody about God. Indeed, the closest that I get to praying right now is, it goes like this. Jesus! Nah. I have seen God while dropping the mortgage during a lap dance, but I don't know that anybody... Knock it off, Hutch, you larcenous bastard. They know who Janine is in the United Kingdom. That's clearly evident.
Oh, yeah.
And we're on heightened alert here today, folks. Hey, knock it off, Sasha. Stop looking. I don't know that anybody is really going to interact with a stripper during a lap dance in connection with theological issues, but maybe if you pay more, they listen better. Animal, is this your experience that if you pay more to a stripper doing a lap dance, she's more apt to interact with you and actually listen? Or does she just have the appearance of listening?
Well, they just have the appearance of listening because they really don't care what you say either way it goes, because all they really want is your money. That's basically the bottom line. And they'll tell you whatever you want to hear just to get your money and move on.
Okay, well, a lot of people say the same thing about church, okay? And if you're if you're going to extend, bad pun, but if you're going to extend some sort of illumination to somebody. I don't know that sitting there with your little knees open from number 2 to number 10 o'clock on the clock with your tongue dragging out like a Tex Avery Wolf cartoon and your eyes bulging. That's if you get a good lap dance, Sasha.
I like that visual.
Oh, yeah. And your little fingers are like upside down like you're playing piano really fast. And you can't see it because we're wearing shoes, but our toes are doing the exact same thing. And your nose opens and your blood pressure goes up, right? That's not the time to go, hallowed be thy name. Into the valley of 400. No, that's a different poem. I have ventured. I have gone with strippers and ventured into the valley of death. But that's just a euphemism, baby. That's I wonder if the website for this ministry she formed with two other women is JC's Girls, 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 and it features glamour shots. Oh, come on, the plot thickens. It features glamour shots of the three that were taken by a porn film director. The three attend porn conventions where they pass out Bibles wrapped in T-shirts that read Holy Hottie, H-O-T-T-I-E. Brian, go ahead. What up?
I think they just like porno, and that's their excuse to go look at it.
I'm going to agree with you 110%. Talk to me about this, 866-313-3733, because these girls are getting a lot of attention, and they're part of a 1,700-member Southern Baptist congregation that is contributing $50,000 to her ministry this year. I guess if she gets this, if she's going to spend $50,000 lap dance for lap dance, well, it depends. If she knows Marsha over at Scores, that's roughly a weekend and one afternoon, right? Like we say when we go partying, Brian and his girlfriend and I went to Scores last weekend. I'm still recovering from that. You know my incantation. I'm an aviator. I'm a pilot, right? Open knees, prepare to drop mortgage.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you were going to take us up on the helicopter Sunday, but you couldn't make it.
Oh, I couldn't even get up off the mattress. No. I made a assignation. Uh-oh, look at Sasha's face. I didn't actually roll belly up until 11:30 the next morning there. Call me lucky. Sometimes I get to be. Anyways, what do you think, Sasha? Are these people on the level, or are they really evangelical? What do you call it?
Evangelists.
What do you think? Do you actually go down into the streets and you deal with the common person, or are they just sluts looking to have a slutty damn good American time? And this gets them all the attention because you know nobody's charging them at the door. You don't charge Jesus to get into a striptease place, do you?
No, you don't. I think they like porn. They like to see girls dance, and they're just using God as an excuse, which is wrong.
You think it's wrong in the name of God to solicit lap dances?
Yes.
But I do that every night. God damn it. Get over here, baby. I just can't. Yeah. Okay, well, wait. Their argument would be that this is an environment where the girls feel the most relaxed. I'm sure you'll find nuns over the period of history who've gone down to work with the prostitutes, okay? I know that there are missionaries in Southeast Asia, for example, working with the Thai people in these parts of the world where you have a lot of prostitution, and they say, no, we got to go down into the whorehouses, we got to go down in the cat houses, and this is where the people are, and this is where we spread the message. That's what they're going to tell you. You look concerned. What?
How many people have they actually converted from these strip clubs? Like,
leave it to the girl to be a pragmatist. Well, you can never really tell if they're saved until they're dead, sweetheart. Animal.
Sasha just put a thought in my mind. Okay, like if 10 girls go out to try to convert 10 strippers to be, finding Jesus, what if it reverse? What if the cutoff girls become strippers?
Well, see, that's my question, is that they're probably already strippers and they're wearing different headgear.
Okay.
They've taken on a different theme song, Meet the New Boss, same as the old boss. Come on, some girls come out there dressed like little girls, some come out there dressed like school teachers. These people come out dressed like what, nuns? Go ahead.
Strippers always got the regular, the big spender that comes in. That lady's the big spender now. She's here, I want her.
Yeah. Oh, well, she's got $50,000 in her hip pocket.
Where's my nun's costume?
Do you think the church people that donate that money to the church that know it's going there are getting bummed?
Well, no. I think probably what happens, it's like when you're camping, and I've been camping all over the world. I've been in the highland jungles of New Guinea and down into the Amazon. I've gone to the Himalayas. And when you don't have anything else to do, you sit around the campfire and talk about all the great meals that you've had. Because usually by that time, you're down to one can of peanut butter and some Ritz crackers and a really bad headache from the altitude. And you go around telling each other what's the best meal that you ever had. And 9 times out of 10, the Sherpas, the guys who are the guides, are the ones who've had the best meals of all because they work for all the different expeditions. The German expedition on Everest, the American expedition on Ama de Blam, and so forth. And these expeditions routinely last a month and a half to 3 months long. And they have all kinds of wild meals, okay? The way the Swedish make pancakes, very different than the way the Israelis do, which is very different than Americana, okay? And you go around talking to each other, and we would sit there miserable from the cold, the altitude, having nothing to eat. And I would sit there for hours listening to these guys go through, they're starving too, going through the details of a 7-course meal, okay, going, and then, my friend, they bring in, how do you call it, the pigeon, and he's up, how do you say this, is upside down, and with the wing, when you have a little coriander and some salt, and then you take with the salt some pepper. And we would sit there for hours just drooling because we were lost in the visual, the power of storytelling. And this is how we would get through dinner time most of the time. On your, you fill your belly with your imagination. Well, you have a 1,700-member Southern Baptist congregation who's not going anywhere where my favorite girls dance, right? But I guarantee you, they're sitting around the campfire on folding chairs, right? In the rec room where the intramural girls basketball team practices. And they're going, so tell us, what did you experience? Yeah, that's the vicarious thrill. Same way you feel like the football landed in your little arms when you're watching the Super Bowl. Same way you feel like you kicked the goal when you're watching the soccer on the TV set, right? When they hit a home run during the series, you could feel that bat reverberate all the way up through your elbows, even though you're 7,000 miles away watching on a flat screen. I assure you that if these girls go spend $50,000 anywhere that I hang out on a weekend, allegedly, they're going to have some good stories to tell. And they're going to have the 1,700 members of whatever it is sliding off the Naga hide. Go and tell us again about the big one. Hey, let me tell you this one about the big one.
Добро пожаловать в Club Dave. Мы здесь вам позволяем говорить только «Добро пожаловать!» Rough, 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 rough radio.
I think I just realized what JC's Girls, Girls, Girls stands for. Jesus Christ's Girls, Girls, Girls. I get it. And I think this is the website. They don't actually have it printed the way it should be, but I think it's JC's Girls, Girls, Girls. And we're talking about Heather Veitch, who has 3 other ex-strippers, and they're strippers about God, is what they're talking about. And they've just received $50,000 from a Southern Baptist congregation, which is contributing $50,000 to her ministry. She's going to go out to the strip clubs, and she's going to talk to them about God, something I personally have attempted to some small detail, but certainly not on this level. Brian, you seem concerned. Do you have a thought about this?
I wanted to join her ministry and go with her.
You want to join the ministry?
Yeah, I'll help. I'll get a lap dance and try to talk these strippers out of doing that.
Well, wait, is she trying to talk the strippers out of doing it?
I think they're trying to talk religion to them while they're getting the dances.
But aren't they allowed to continue stripping as long as they believe in God? Isn't that racial profiling? No, I'm serious. is it okay to strip if you're doing it in the name of the Lord? What if you're taking the money when you're taking it off and you're contributing it to a Samaritan? Sasha, you have a look like your underwear just shrank three sizes and you're sitting in something cold and wet. Talk to me, girl. What?
You want to know if it's okay to strip in the name of God?
Yeah, because if it goes to a good advantage, then you take that money and you contribute it to a pediatric unit somewhere or the police athletic league or something like that, then that's not okay? What do you think?
People kill for God.
Yeah, people kill for God. Why not strip for God?
I think that stripping in the name of God wouldn't be a bad idea if you were donating the lap dance money to the church.
Okay.
Sure.
What if I choose to only donate? Well, wait a minute. What if I only choose to donate half the lap dance money that I make and use the rest for drugs? Don't I need God even more at that point in time?
I was thinking 10%.
Your arm's too short to box with God, B. Young.
Yeah.
Animal, yes. I got to talk to you about this, all right?
Okay, hit me with it.
You're coming from Andalusia County, just below Montgomery, Alabama. That's where you're from, correct?
That's correct.
If I'm not mistaken, this is Southern Baptist Congregation territory, is it not?
Yeah, Baptist and Methodist.
Methodist.
Yeah.
Wait, it's not poetry, but when you realize he knows that, it's nothing but poetry, baby.
Yeah, play it, Ryan, play it.
Okay, and I'm pedestrian here, so I'm not trying to be, I am trying to be a little evil, but in Southern Baptist congregations, that's where you have the rave up, right? Everybody's clapping,
yes.
Everybody is singing.
Everybody's shouting and having a good time. We call it the old Negroid spirit.
Okay, and these are the people who are contributing $50,000 to the ministry of strippers. There's three of these girls. They were successful Las Vegas strippers, but now they inwardly fear that their lifestyle was a ticket to hell. In the churches that you grew up with, what would they think about this? What would be their take on this?
Oh, man, they would call that blasphemy from the get-go, man. It's like when I was growing up, my grandmother wouldn't let none of my sisters leave the house. They dressed what had to be below their knees, down to their ankles almost. And like tops with their bosoms showing, that ain't happening. The turtlenecks, basically what they would wear out the house, man. And trying to do it down south, it would never, ever happen. Not to this day. They're very old-fashioned. They're very superstitious. And it just would never happen.
Okay, well, what has happened to the 1,700-member Southern Baptist congregation, which is evidently in Riverside, California? Is that even black people, or is those just horny white people?
I think it might be horny white people.
Horny white people. Man. We're going to be reviewing their album right after this. Take a call here, Church and Strippers. John, that's a biblical name. John, you're on. Talk to D-Row.
Hey, Dave, how you doing today?
Go ahead.
I got a real problem with trying to raise any money from Christianity due to stripping, because there's enough problem with sex in the church, the priest and all that stuff. Plus you've got people who've done their things like Dopey and Anthony in New York. They have the people having sex in the church. I just think that it's somewhere they should really stay away. I know that the dollar you get the strippers says in God we trust, but I don't think he really wants that dollar.
Yeah, well, no, what it says is in God we trust, but you got to pay him cash. I think that's what the Latin actually means there. And I do believe that there is a place for lap dancing. I've attended many of them. Well, most of them, actually. Sasha's giving me the talk truthfully look here. I do believe that there are places where only certain people hang out. Some of those girls don't exist during normal daylight hours, okay? I didn't exist during normal daylight hours for most of the 80s and the 90s. Where else are these people going to run into them will be their story. If they can't go into the trenches, no pun intended, then where will they run into these girls? That's going to be their argument. And your answer to that argument will be, go ahead.
Well, I think that, there's places for it. And I think, I've been out to crazy girls out in California. I met you there. There's places you can go there. And, if you want to do that, that's fine. I just don't think that the two should be. It's like separation of church and state, which is kind of funny because I wound up voting in a basement of a church. But You know, I just think that those things should be separate. I don't really think that, you know, that they should be intertwined with each other in any way.
Interesting opinion. Let's see if we can get a conflicting opinion. Thanks for giving us a call, John. Doug, you're on Church and Sex. Should we keep them separated? Were they ever separated? You're watching the news these days. Maybe this is the legit. This is above ground. It's not underground. This is not the subtext that's been hidden behind the scenes. This is church sex that's out in front. Do you agree or disagree?
100% with you, Diamond.
You agree with me?
Oh, yeah, totally. 100%.
Okay. And you think it should be combined or that it should not be combined?
You're breaking up a little. Say it again.
Okay. Do you believe that the church and lap dancing can be effectively combined for the betterment of society in general?
Absolutely. There's only one way babies are made.
and a congregation just means a lot of grown-up babies. So I'm just sort of getting ahead of the wave, like they call it in surfing. You agree or disagree? These guys will believe anything. Thanks for calling Roth Radio. I'm talking from New York to Philadelphia. I'm talking to Dallas. I'm talking to Boston. I'm talking to hello, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, DavidLeeRoth.com, worldwide. Has anybody changed your mind, Sash? Has anybody positioned a theory here, or is this just ludicrous? Because $50,000 is not ludicrous. And I assure you, if they're living in Riverside, California, that is not Beverly Hills. Okay? That's just south of where Sammy Hagar comes from. We used to call it Fontucky.
It's Fontana. It's crystal meth capital, I think, of California.
Oh, certainly. And the people who are in that congregation, I guarantee you, that's lower income. That's lower middle, down all the way to welfare income. For that congregation to put together $50,000 is a serious hit. That's a major automobile, okay? That's what most people, like the EMTs that I work with, be lucky to work full-time year-round and make that much money on an entry level, okay? I gotta wonder if these people have any idea what's going on with that cash, or, in fact, they just enjoy hearing the stories. Isn't that why you tune into the radio show? Well, here's another. The plot thickens. Libido's sex drive. You got the Billboard Club Play charts, and this is the catchy coital anthem, Disco Libido. Have you heard of this?
No.
Oh, check it out. It's debuted at number 37, and it's the hot dance music. It's a dance tune. In fact, we'll try and catch up on this. Maybe it's playable on the show tomorrow. It's called Disco Libido, with lyrics like, now we must dance, so later we F. All right, well... My love life is based on that. The not-so-subtle single comes from the Sex album by Jessica Vale, and that was released in October. What it features is with sex acts that were performed by the vocal vixen herself. I don't know if she performed them on herself. Hopefully she's not just a member of Sex Without Partners. But people gotten over the fact that it's made out of sex, says Vale 27. I got news for you, sweetheart. That's the only thing that we got out of the song. What do you think, Sasha? Are you going to listen to the tune because of this, or is this just typical?
It's typical. It's nothing different.
No.
Sex sells.
Well, yeah, but what they're talking about here is that they're actually having sex, supposedly, that they tape recorded
it. The audio of sex?
No, yeah, the audio of sex.
Oh, yeah, I'll listen to it.
Oh, well, so will I. And in fact, we may actually be able to play this as opposed to the Guns N' Roses album, which is, in my opinion, perverted sex. It's unethical sex. Follow? What are you showing me, Hutch? Knock it off.
I'm not showing you that.
He's still excited from the Janine Lundemiller interview. We talked to country star Phil Vassar here. We've decided that we're going to be country stars. We talked to female boxer Mia St. John. Animal is going to become a boxer. I talked to famous adult film star Janine Lundemiller. Sasha, you've got your work cut out for you. We've decided to close the ports to all outside people. We are going to go get a lap dance in the name of Jesus, and I'm going right now. See you guys tomorrow if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Down to the middle man. No better time to leave the ground and maybe try to understand.